start?
I'm ready.
Bad Moon. Kind of a bad movie.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. So you're the one that suggested this movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's 1996, Bad Moon, rated R. We got runtime 1 hour and 20 minute runtime. This movie felt like it went on forever.
Yeah. Yes. It was like, it's one of those movies where the plot is like a 10 minute plot and they just stretched it as far as they fucking could.
It really probably could have been cut down quite a bit. Like some of the scenes just, I mean, we'll get to that, but we're like just too long.
Yeah. Well, all of the scenes that didn't have to, that were just like, you know, sister and whatever the fucking, I don't know why they keep doing that. They got to like define that they're related, but all of those scenes are way too fucking long. You're like 3 minutes to a 60-second werewolf scene.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to read the synopsis here from, this is from IMDb. Actually, yeah. So it says, after being bitten by a werewolf in the jungle, Ted looks for a cure. His lawyer sister with a son and dog invites him to park his camper by her house in the woods and live out of her fridge.
That's not even right.
I mean,
that's not even... Well, yeah, okay. So I guess in a way it is,
just,
but
it's just a, that is a very, very brief.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the bare bones, which is fine. I mean, it's just a synopsis to get people hooked. I mean, the second it says werewolf, I'm in.
So this movie had a $6 million budget.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The director, he actually was like really into the fact that it was such a low budget. He thought it was awesome. He was like, yeah, I made such a good movie. And they're like, it didn't do very well at all when it came out in theaters. And he's like, well, at least it was only $6 million budget.
So this was my first time seeing this movie. I've never seen this movie before. I've heard of it here and there, but I've never actually watched it. So this movie opens on some kind of jungle setting. And you have the main character here. Let me find his name here.
His
name in the movie is Uncle Ted.
Yeah, it's Uncle Ted.
Michael Perry. I think that's how you pronounce that.
I think so too.
How do you pronounce an E with the umlaut over it? It's P-A-R. Sure it's
Perry or Perry.
Anyways, so we have our main character. It's him and then his wife, Marjorie, played by Joanna Marlowe. You know, they're in the jungle and he's talking about the science. They're doing science stuff. I didn't even pay attention to what kind of scientists they were.
It doesn't tell you what's going on. It's just a jungle set up with some tribe guys that guided them to this location.
So they're super excited because they found some kind of
something
ancient.
They don't
stuff.
Even say what it.
So they're getting all happy about it and stuff and docking. And then we cut to, like, it's nighttime now. They're in the tent. We have a sex scene right off the bat.
Yeah, and there's those dudes in around the fire that I assume they all were our guides.
They're natives to wherever. Yeah,
and they're like, you can see they're talking in their language. They're like talking shit. They're like, they're fucking banging in there.
Because they can, because it's, you can hear the woman moaning and stuff like that and then having sex. I will say, though, that this sex scene was not as awkward as thrashing.
No.
And you actually saw some boobs, so that's always
cool. Yeah, some tits. So I really, this scene is actually what resounded with me as a child and why I was like, man, this werewolf movie is awesome. I need to tell you that after watching this movie twice in a row, this is no longer... in my brain, must have been 12-year-old brain, good. I thought, I was like, man, Bad Moon's so fucking good. I can't wait to watch it again. And then I'm watching it and I'm like, whoa.
And that's fair. That happens to me all the time. You know, as a kid, absolutely. Would I have been into this movie all day?
Oh, terrified me.
I guarantee it would have. Because right out the gate, you do get to see the werewolf. So the werewolf comes in this camp. He's fucking up all the dudes outside and you can kind of hear it in the background, but they're too busy banging. So they don't hear it. And then he, you know, classic Shadow on the outside of the tent. And he rips through the tent. He fucking destroys this dude's wife.
Yeah, he goes to punch the werewolf, and the werewolf just swaps him aside. So that's when he gets infected.
Slashes him, big old gashes on his chest.
That scene when he's biting that chick is fucking brutal. It still is to me.
It does. It looks good. Like the werewolf looks pretty good. It's all practical effects.
Yes, except for the transformation scene, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, don't get me started on that yet.
Yep, that hurt my feelings too.
So he's crawling away. He's trying to get to the, we got this shotgun, and it's like the everything silver and black shotgun. You know, they can't just have a regular pump shotgun. No. He's got the
chrome polished fucking hunting rifle. He's like, yeah.
He blows this fucking werewolf's head off with it.
Oh yeah,
which was pretty good.
That's a pretty good practical effect. That's like they put like a little explosive in the tip of it and just, in reality, they also they spent most of their money on the werewolf, that $6 million. As you can see, I mean, the whole movie takes place in a house. And then in a weird place by the shore or something in the middle of nowhere where his camper was. And that's
He's at some like a lake.
Yeah.
End scene there in the jungle, cut to, I don't know if it said, does it say how many years later?
No, it doesn't. It's kind of like it pans over to what is alluded to as a jungle. Then it transforms. You're like, oh no, it's in rural, whatever the fuck it is.
They're out in the woods.
And there's a house, a nice fucking house.
It goes to, I watched this over a week ago, so I'm a little rusty on the scene sequence. Yeah, so it cuts back to, we have Dennis the Menace, or the kid that played Dennis the Menace.
And Mason Gamble is his real name.
Playing with a dog outside, German Shepherd.
Yep.
He's playing fetch, blah, 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 in the front yard. And then some kind of sketchy looking dude comes walking up the driveway. And he's trying to talk to the kid, wants the mom to come out.
Let's pause this right here. Now, while they're in the scene, when it's kind of like panning into the house and introducing the location in the beginning, you can actually see that this house is in the middle of nowhere. And there's a road that is long and it leads to this house. That implies that this man just found a road to walk down. And is now just, he's like, oh, I finally found a house. Like, you can see that there are no houses around.
Yeah.
He's making noise because I'm talking.
Oh. That's our guest host for the evening.
Eric's son. I have him on the weekends. I have no choice.
Hey. So, this guy's walking up the driveway. You come to find out he's a door-to-door salesman type,
but he's not.
He's not. So he comes up and I even forget what he's selling. So he's talking to the kid and he's kind of selling phonics.
He's selling phonics and books.
Yeah. And then mom comes out and she's a badass. She's a badass lawyer. This guy's kind of being a dick. She's putting him in his place, and then he's purposely doing things like antagonizing the dog.
Clips his fucking briefcase.
Yeah, which
doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense that the dog would go after him because the dog's way too well behaved. And in this scene, they kind of make it seem some of the shots they do, like the point of view type shots, are like the dog and him are staring at each other intensely, which happens several times throughout the movie with the dog and certain people. Yeah,
actually, did you think
that this guy was a werewolf?
Yes.
I was like, oh. He's kind of like messing with the dog.
Yeah.
Not psychologically, but like, you know, how animals can sense each other's intentions and stuff like that. Like, I thought that's what he was doing. So he gets the dog agitated and the dog, you know, kind of goes after him. And then he starts doing this whole song and dance about, I'm going to sue you and blah, blah, blah. And the mom's a lawyer. So she's just like,
whips out her car. She's like, actually, you can talk to me, motherfucker.
Exactly.
And like lights him.
I really like that scene because the mom was just like, she was a bad bitch. And she was just like, oh, you want to fuck with me and my kid and my dog and stuff? Like, I don't think so. Like, I enjoyed that scene a lot.
Yeah. She talks to her kid. She's like, hey, you want to go ahead and talk to sheriff and get him out here? Just tell him I'm here is my son. And the guy's just like, and she's like, do you need a doctor? She's like, I'll get you right up. Yeah, we'll get set you up with everything you need. And he's like, well, I got my own doctor. And she's like, explains that this is a con man. And he does, what should you call him? Flopsy. Yeah. She's like, all right, Flopsy. She's a very manly, like, I'd be pretty scared to talk to her in that way. Like,
she's very assertive. She's very dominant. Which
her eyebrows are like
funny. Dark. So this dude fucks off. And then we go back to Uncle Ted. And Uncle Ted's living in a little jet stream, you know, tow behind trailer, right on the bank of this like little lake. And that isn't the next scene. Does it? It cuts to,
It cuts to a guy out in the trees.
He's doing some kind of survey.
He's marking trees. He's like, "God damn, overtime, late night."
Yeah, which is bullshit. Trees. I'm like, I don't think those dudes do that shit in the middle of the night. You're not going to be out in the forest marking trees.
Yeah.
In the dead of night. Anyways, he's out there and he keeps hearing, you know, things in the bush and sounds. He's going about his business, and then fucking werewolf shows up, alludes to killing him. I don't think it doesn't show it in that scene.
What it does actually is it shows he like backs up into a tree and he looks up, and it's supposed to be cool, but it looks like just some jisms just slapping on his face. And he looks up, and then all of a sudden the werewolf bites his head, and it shows it crunch the helmet and blood goes everywhere. I will say that the killing scenes, like, all of the deaths are pretty cool. Yeah.
All the stuff of the werewolf. Even the
practical effects are pretty rad.
It's pretty good. Yeah. The werewolf, he does look pretty good. So we have that scene, and then it goes to the scene of, you know, the jet stream on the bank. Uncle Ted's there, and he's calling his sister.
Man, yeah.
I should have watched this movie again before.
No, it's cool. It's cool because I just watched it twice, but. I'm a little under the influence anyway, but it goes to him. He's talking to her. He's like, "Hey," he's like, "I'm back. I'm in the area and it's been a long time. You should come over." And she's like, "Oh my God, bro." And he's like, "Yeah, sis." And like, they do a lot of that like lines that try to imply as much as they can that they are related.
He's like emotional. And then it kind of pulls out because he steps out of the trailer.
No, not yet. Hasn't happened yet. My bad. So what happens is she comes and visits him there with her son, and then they talk and it's all good. And he's like, "Oh, uncle, whatever." And he's like, "Yeah, you're grown." And then what happens after that is it goes back and he visits them, and he's like sitting on the couch and they're talking about werewolf. Right. They're watching a werewolf movie.
Yeah. What is it? What's the kid watching? He's watching, like the old Wolfman movie.
Yeah. And he goes, the kid's like, "Oh, you know, you need silver to kill him." He's like, "Actually, any old bullet and any old gun will do."
He's like, "I think a shotgun to the head will do just fine."
Yeah, because he makes some kind of head off.
And then he's talking about the kid's like, "Only on a full moon." And the dude's like, "I think any moon would do."
Yeah. So this movie does kind of get rid of a lot of the cliches with werewolves. You know, the silver bullet.
Some of the stuff I didn't mind. Some of it, like, I don't know. I think the full moon thing is so integral to werewolves the silver bullet thing, I don't mind so much.
Yeah, it probably would have like put more of an urgency on things, because like it just looked like he just transformed every single goddamn night.
Yeah,
which is, you know, extremely detrimental to literally being anywhere with people, because you're just gonna fucking like them. Exactly. Kill, like, you know, and that's what happens in this movie. Actually, no, he only kills that one. No, he kills another person.
He kills a few people. But it alludes to in the movie that like some other places had, you know, wolf attacks.
Right, because he had like made his way there. He'd
been traveling, yeah.
Yeah. I also, I had forgot to say that this was actually based on a novel.
Yes.
And the novel is called Thor because it is based off of the perspective of the dog. The entire book is like the dog's perspective looking at, also it's supposed to be a husband and a wife and a and two kids.
Right. And then and then the uncle.
Yeah. And they cut it all down so that they could make this movie low budget because it, you know,
having less actors. Yeah, the movie is very centered around the dog. Like, everything has to do with the dog. Because, yeah, it, like you said, in the book, the perspective is from the dog, and the dog sees the family as a pack, and he's protecting the pack. And then when Uncle Ted comes around, it's kind of, is he part of the pack because he's family, or is he a threat because he's...
Yeah, because he can kind of tell. There's a few scenes where, like, the dog's literally just... And those are the scenes you were talking about that are too long. It's just looking at each other for fucking ever.
And the dude like just keeps like talking to the dog like very strangely.
Like soon enough, dog. Yeah. Old boy. I'm like, all right. So okay. They already gave it all away. I mean, it never really hides the fact that he is the werewolf.
Yeah,
it
you just, know right away.
Yeah, you're it, just it, like, okay.
Yeah, because when the kid when they go and visit, the kid's in the trailer and he sees the book that he has, the dude has like this little science set, and there's all, you know, blood samples and all this stuff. And then he finds like this, you know, crusty looking old book, and it's all, I forget what it's called. It's something werewolf, you know, and it's all
like entropy or something.
Yeah. It's all werewolf, like old lore, and it's supposed to look like a real old book and stuff. Like he's trying to learn about the curse. He's trying to cure himself.
Yeah.
So the whole point of him coming to the family is he thinks like the love of the family will help cure him from this curse.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. He just kind of says it a few times, like talks about it and mentioned, but like, yeah, a lot of this movie is just very.
He's like, I've been killing people since I got infected. I'm going to move in with you guys. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. And then they're like,
he goes and he parks his trailer like out behind the house.
Yeah, because then what happens is the scene you were talking about shortly after the one where they visit is there's another scene where he calls her and he's like, I just want to thank you for your hospitality and for welcoming me back. And she's like, are you okay? And he like looks out the window of his camper and it zooms out and they're putting, you know, caution tape up and there's EMTs everywhere loading dead body in there. And like,
yeah, kind of like there's been a murder around there, but like,
yeah.
He's like, the only one out there. He would be the number one suspect. He wouldn't just be like,
did you do it?
Like, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, they would not just let him like leave. And there would definitely be follow-ups, which he never
wouldn't be like opening the camper on the cell phone and being like, yeah, everything's fine. And then like there's shit going on. A cop would just be like, what did you just fucking say? Like, what are you? Oh, what's going on? I don't know. Why is he allowed to be in his camper still on a crime scene? They would be like, you gotta get out of here.
It doesn't really make sense. But anyway, so then we cut to he's parked out behind the house and now he's kind of living there. And does it go to him like getting ready to go for a run?
But, so in between this, it's a lot of these long unnecessary scenes of interactions between the sister and the brother. And then they're basically where it's just like, he's like, oh, you know, like he's hiding a secret obviously. And he's just trying to form a bond again with his sister and his nephew. And then there's that scene when it's the dog has been challenging him throughout this also. Yeah. Where the dog is just like, where he's getting, like, he moves his camper to her yard, right in the back of the yard. He's just like, oh, I killed people there, so gotta come over here, and no one's gonna ask any questions at all, nothing. It's like, okay. And then as he's living there, the dog repeatedly, actually, the first night that he's there, the dog you see wants to go outside, so she lets him go outside.
Yeah, like the dog's like going bananas to try and get outside because he went for a run.
Yeah, and what he was doing was he got those handcuffs.
Yeah, he's got handcuffs with like the long chain, and he's handcuffing himself to a tree.
Yeah, and then turning into a werewolf and staying there all night.
Which also doesn't make sense because he goes out into the woods like literally when it's like already getting dark.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, like if it...
like the dog immediately knows where he's at, goes out there. And just stares at this wolf, and the wolf's just fucking flailing around like, ah! And then the dog's like, all right, I'm gonna go, and then he leaves.
There's a lot of things in this too where I'm like, this is a werewolf. Like, that's a pretty tiny chain. I feel like a werewolf would be able to, like,
yeah, definitely.
It's like a fucking, how tall would we like say this werewolf? He's probably like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, and it's like those handcuffs that they put around people's ankles. Yeah. With the longer chain, he would, and he wraps it around a big tree, he would just be like plink, done, like broken.
And that also, that's also makes me think too, when they show that he does that I was like, I feel like in that other scene I was like, was he chained to that tree when he killed that guy and he just like climbed up the tree while he was chained to it and then came back down on top of that guy?
Maybe he started chaining himself up after he killed that guy because he was like, oh, shit, I'm in a new place and I can't be slaying folks.
But yeah, so he's trying to, he chains himself to the tree. The dog sees him like as a werewolf. And then everything after that, every time the dog interacts with him, is just like so long and drawn.
There's out. That really long drawn out scene where he comes out of his camper.
Yeah, he's trying to go for another his run again the next night, and the dog's already sitting outside just like watching him, and he's like, okay. And then he's like, he goes back in the camper and he sits there for a minute
and he looks out the window,
he's peeking out the little window and the dog's still there,
and then he peeks his eye out the window and the dog is still there, and then it barks but there's no sound, and then he like I was like, what is happening? What is happening? They're like, man, this movie can't be an hour. We need to spread this shit right out. Which
they really stretched a lot of scenes that just did not.
They did.
Need it.
It's funny because I had read an article that was telling about how the director of this movie and the writers are still to this day receiving complaints about how bad this movie is. To this day.
To be fair, like, I've never made any kind of, like, I mean, I guess this stuff is, but I've never made any kind of product for somebody else to consume. So I can only imagine, like, making a movie and everybody's a fucking critic. I mean, like, we're fucking being assholes and ripping it apart, but whatever. But it's
like, but it's like, if
it's like the movie came out in 1996, why do you feel the need to send these guys mail about this movie? Like, I get it at the time and stuff, and like we're talking about it, but it's, we're talking about it for fun. I just feel like contacting anybody who had anything to do with this movie so much later, or any movie, is just nonsense.
Well, at this point, for sure, like, who gives a shit? I mean, we watched it, we're talking about it, and it served a purpose. As long as negative as our purpose is about this particular horror movie,
it did entertain me. Like, it wasn't horrendous.
The kills are fun, and the obviously the plot is something that you can, you know, do the goddamn dishes while watching. You're not going to miss anything important.
So let's just skip around a little here. So we have a few more scenes of him going out to the woods, and then he goes to go out and he doesn't chain himself up. And
His sister
like sees him going and she follows him out, and he's just about to chain himself up and she gets there, and he's like, you know, your classic almost turning werewolf shit where he's just like sweaty and all pale looking. That,
though, there is an altercation between the werewolf and the dog, because the werewolf breaks free somehow. Right. And the dog comes up and is just barking at him, because that was one of the nights when it wanted to be outside and she opened the door.
Yeah.
And then it goes up into the woods, and basically the dog like attacks it, and then the werewolf hits it once, which I'm sorry, but a 10-foot werewolf that fucking big in RL is going to knock that dog's head straight off its body. But it hits it. Dog's like, bang! And then just runs back. And she's like, oh, there's something out there, you know? And then the next day she's like, you know, to her brother, she's like, oh, you know, there's a curfew, we can't go out at night.
Yeah.
You feel unsafe, you should come in here. And then is like, no, I need to stay in my camper, I need to stay. And that's what you said, like what you're talking about, where she goes and checks on him.
Yeah. And then there's also like him and the dog finally like has enough, and I think it goes to go after him,
Yeah, that was that scene when he...
Yeah, and the dog gets taken away. And, of course, the family's all fucked up over it. And then...
what happens on that... Yeah, you're right. It's the friggin'...
The sheriff or something comes. Because I don't think they have animal control out there. You know, it's got... Like, whoever comes and takes the dog. And like, we're sorry, blah, blah, blah. But, like... He's gone after two people now or whatever. So they take the fucking dog. And of course, everybody's messed up.
The kid is like all pissed off.
Yeah. So the kid, when it comes to night, he goes to leave and he's like going to go, get the dog out of the fucking dog pound or wherever the fuck he, you know.
Yeah.
Which seemed, he got in there and got that dog out. No problem.
Yeah. With a pair of, with a multi-tool. Yep. That was like pliers, but not snips.
No big deal.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. I'm like, this is because all it does is just he like clamps the multi-tool a couple times.
Yeah.
Then he closes it and puts it in his back, a big back, huge fucking backpack.
And let's talk about the
two-story jump out the window where he like tucks and rolls on the ground. Like a badass, like a professional. Like I've done this.
Dude, my mom, Dennis the Menace, man. He was a badass in that movie, and he was only like what, 5 or 6. And now he's at least like 10, 11. He's gotten a bunch more skills.
He can fucking roll into the ground out of a 2-story house, no problem.
Ever done that?
He gets right the fuck up too. He gets right up and he runs.
Dude, kids are like rubber.
Yeah. You know what we forgot about, though, I was trying to say, is that there's a scene when that douchebag con man comes in. He tries to poison the dog with
something.
And he's like, poisons it, and he's like, throws it in the dog's bowl, and he's like, how do you like that, you fucking piece of shit dog? And he turns around, and the werewolf is there. And that's a pretty cool kill, because he swipes up and guts him.
Yeah, he fucks that dude up.
His stomach's all fucked up.
I thought for sure that dude was a fucking werewolf. Just the way they made that scene in the beginning where it was all like, staring at the dog and they kind of like.
Yeah, it was probably the director's or whatever's way of trying to
throw you off.
Like, oh, who is it? Like, obviously it's a fucking guy in the beginning of the movie.
Now I'm totally off because we've been mixing scenes. Anyway, so now we have a scene where the dude goes out and he turns into the werewolf. Sister sees him. She comes up on him right as he's about to chain himself to the tree. And then he's all like sweaty and he's pale and he starts to change. Yeah. And she's freaking out. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, he's still like with it. Like he's still human. Like he could have thrown that thing around the tree and chained himself up real quick. And he chose not to. Like I understand he's changing and he's like starting to lose it, but I don't know. I'm like, he was still pretty with it.
Yeah,
so well, now
he's come the fuck undone, like nothing happened to make that happen. So it doesn't really make sense. Maybe because he was like mid transformation.
I think so. I think it's just. I think I'm just looking into this.
Yeah, too deep.
So he changes, and the transformation is terrible. It's 1996 fucking CGI.
Mixed with practical effects.
Yeah.
In between. But the practical effects, they're like, okay, we'll make his eyes all red and make his chop like he's got mutton chops real quick. And then they'll do a little CGI movement.
Yeah, like his head stretching and stuff. Like,
yeah.
It looks so bad.
It is not good.
But like when he is the actual werewolf.
Yeah,
I don't think they ever CGI the werewolf once, except for when he's transforming. It's all even practical effects, and it looks pretty good.
Even
like, it does look very mechanical and a little clunky, like the way the head is and stuff. But it still looks good. I like it.
The especially the scenes when the werewolf is doing something.
Yeah,
like obviously the one how they keep showing a close up to his face and it's supposed to be snarling. You can tell it's like a motor inside lifting the lips up. You're like, all right.
It's mechanical,
I
honestly prefer that over crummy CGI. I'd rather have practical effects
any day.
So he transforms, he's chasing the wife back to the house. She gets back there and he's coming up and he's just a punter, and then fucking the kid had like got the dog out, so Thor comes charging back in and is fighting this werewolf and is winning. This fucking German Shepherd is fighting a werewolf and fucking wins. And I was like, this movie is bullshit.
Yes. Especially like, you know, we also go back to the scene where Dennis the Menace goes and breaks his dog out of the pound.
Yeah.
He jumps up and over the fence, and then he gets the dog out with that multi-tool. But then he is trying to find a way to get the dog out, and the dog like jumps up on some cars and goes over something real quick. And that's
I saw that coming from the second he went in there. I was like, oh, that truck's parked right next to the fence, and it's easy to tiered way to get up and over. Sure as shit.
And that's another one of those scenes that's like, it's like a 4-minute scene of like, oh, what are we going to do? And the alarm goes off and the kid's like, ah, and like that kid would just be like shitting himself and stand right there and wait for somebody and start crying.
A badass like his mom.
Yeah. He's a real badass. Dennis the Menace.
So we get the dog fighting dude transformed as a werewolf. And it's just such bullshit.
Yeah, because they did like sound effects of the wolf hitting the dog to have this fight scene be something.
Yeah.
And it's actually not very good at all, because I'm like, each swing of that werewolf's arm, the size of his arms, the dog would be dead.
And one death, claws, two deaths, and teeth. Yeah. I'm like, I'm telling you right now, you give me a fucking large knife and a dog attacks me, I'm not saying the dog ain't going to jack me up some, but I'm going to kill that fucking dog.
Yeah.
Like, this werewolf would not
have that an werewolf issue. He also picks that dog up.
Yeah, fucking throws
it. And throws it into the light fixture on the ceiling. And it's like, and just smashes down on the ground. That's dead. That's dead right there. Dog gets right up. And then the woman turns around because the kid comes in. And he's like, Mom, what's going on? I heard a lot of noise. And then the werewolf picks the kid up by the throat.
Yes.
And he's like getting ready to kill him. And then the mom turns around. She goes, get the fuck away from my son. And just shoots the werewolf 6 times.
Cop. Yeah. We'll fucking hit some of the snub nose she's got.
And then the werewolf. So I actually read that the werewolf says something after that. But I watched the movie twice. You cannot tell what the fuck he's saying. He says her name. And then he says, let me die. That's what he's supposed to be saying. But it's like, okay.
Yeah. So he takes the werewolf, runs off into the woods. And then
after the dog tackles him through the window.
Yes. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
So that's another death. Cause it actually, like when they land, it shows the dummy version of the dog, like flying. Like it's dead. The dog is dead.
No, man, he's a super dog. He's Thor.
Yeah. He like gets up all covered in blood.
Yeah. Werewolf, and it looks like, it looks like they just hosed this dog down. He just looks so matted and just fucking just wet. He doesn't look like he's bleeding. He just looks wet.
Yeah, we have like candy applesauce will just pour all over you real quick.
So, through the window, werewolf gets away into the woods. And then what's the next?
The dog just gets up.
Next scene. Yeah, isn't the next scene? It's like daylight. And the dog's
transformed back.
Yeah, his dog's walking through the woods, like sniffing stuff. He's all like jacked up looking. He's all wet and red. And it's daytime now. And he walks up and there's like a tree. And you can kind of like see the dude's arm. And he steps out from behind it. And he's human now.
Yeah, but he's all fucked
up. Yeah, he's got pants on and no shirt or anything. And he's all fucked up looking. And the dog starts growling at him. And what does he see? He says something. He says like, come on now, or something like that.
Yeah, and then the dog annihilates. Oh, it implies that he does, because it
implies that the dog attacks him and kills him.
Yeah, and it does, because it doesn't show. It just like zooms out of the woods and it's like, and like fucking noises and death noises, and then the dog comes out of the woods, and then in the next scene, it's supposed to be everything's okay now kind of scene, and this is actually the part that stuck with me the most when I was a kid, was the dog, like she's. Looks at it down at the dog, and it's a werewolf. but it's a dream. And she wakes up. She's like,
I'll tell you, I will tell you, that got me. That fucking made me jump. Because I was like, oh, shit. That, and I thought it was real at first. It was like, oh, it's like, no fucking way. I was like, that's kind of cool. And then we were like, no, dream. Like, motherfucker.
Yeah. And then, like, right after the dream. She wakes up and looks at the dog and it's normal. And then the movie literally just ends right there. Done. But yeah, that, the wolf, like, practical effect. That's the thing, too, you have to think about is, like, how much time did somebody take to make that animatronic for only about half a second? Like, that's pretty crazy.
Like, all the settings and stuff looked good. The wolf looked good except for the, you know, CGI transformation.
Yes.
Like, everything, like, all of that stuff was good. It was just, like, the direction and some
the in-betweens.
Some scenes just dragged.
Yeah, there. Wow, most of them, really, if you think about it. Because, like, you get the beginning where it sets up how he got infected. Then it shows him going there. It was like, this is like a 10-minute movie. You could just be like, yep, he showed up. Oh,
like the first scene, too, really hooks you in because you're just like, all right, cool. We got the where. We got some boobs. We got some, you know, fucking comedy, a little bit of chuckles going on. We got freaking werewolf fucking killing some people. He gets his head blown off. Like, you got a lot in the first, like, 5-10 minutes of the movie.
And it's then not bad, but
the rest of it is just, like, spattered in there here and there with just scenes that drag.
Wicked. And I will say that, like, this is obviously later because the kid, Mason Gamble, who plays Dennis the Menace, he's older. So if you look at how he acted in Dennis the Menace, where he put effort into it, you can tell that they were like, hey, kid, you want to be in a rated R movie? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, you want to know what it is? He's like, don't care. Because he's not doing much acting at all, really. Like, even the scene when they're at the kitchen table and he's all mad that his dog's in the pound, he's like, the acting, I'm like, you can do better than this, Dennis the Menace. Like, what the fuck?
But, so overall, it's not horrendous. Like, if you like werewolf movies, I would say watch it.
It's good for a werewolf movie. I mean, obviously there's better, but this movie, like I said, like, I recommended it because I remembered it from when I was a kid and I'm like, this movie's fucking insane. And then I watch it and I'm like, well, no, it isn't.
That's just a downside of, you know, growing up, I feel like, and just like remembering these movies that we used to love as a kid or watch as kids, and then you watch them as adults and you're just like, man,
because
the magic of it from when you were a kid just kind of is gone because we think about everything too critically once you get older. Well,
and plus, like, look at movies now and the crazy shit that they do. Like, I just watched the movie Malignant and holy fuck, like, that's amazing. But then you go in
through it.
Oh, really? It's fucked. The last
I intend to finish it, but it just, I don't know, it didn't grab me.
The last scene is like, what? Like, Matrix meets fucking Hellraiser. Like, what is going on? It's insane.
So I forget, there's another podcast that I won't say the name because I don't remember the name, but what would you rate this as your, when did you watch this originally?
When I was 12 years old, I would say.
What would you rate it as if you, when you were back, like, 12? 1 out of 10.
All right. For the amount of how much it scared me, I would give it an eight, a solid eight.
That's pretty. And what would you do now?
I would definitely be giving it a 4 now because I, you know, like you said, we look at things more critically. So now I'm not just like, oh my God, like, now I'm looking at his face, the things that happen, the things people say, how the plot moves along. And I'm like, there's not a lot here.
Yeah. Like I said, I've never seen this movie before. This is my first time watching it. I would probably give it probably right around the same, like a 3.5 to 4. Yeah. Like, I don't have any nostalgia for it or anything like that. So, like, I pretty much like most of the werewolf stuff in it, and I don't give a fuck about the rest of the movie. And it irritates me so much that the dog defeats the werewolf. I don't know. I just think it's such nonsense.
Yes, it is nonsense. That thing would have got folded in half and thrown out the window. And then the kid would be dead and the mom would be dead, because after six shots, it didn't die. It was still alive.
But overall.
And the dog tackled it out the window.
It was still fun to watch and pick apart and all that. I was going to say, let's tease what we're going to do next week, but I'm not sure what we're doing yet. Or the following week. These will be coming out bi-weekly if you haven't figured that out by now.
Yeah. And what we will be doing in October that we had talked about was perhaps doing horror movies for the entire month.
Yeah, we're going to try and stick with that. I definitely want to do Murder Party.
And yes, then, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. This will be it is a really good movie. It's so much fun. We won't talk about it now, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'll have to watch it a few times.
You got anything else on Bad Moon?
Nope. I'm pretty sure that we covered most of anything that anybody could talk about with this movie.
I would, like I said, I would, if you're in the werewolf movies and you haven't seen this one, give it a watch. If you're not in the werewolves, I probably wouldn't watch this. Even if you're a horror movie fan, I would probably still just skip this one.
Yeah, because even the kills don't really justify the entirety of the movie. No. Because it's like we were talking about, a lot of the scenes were stretched to create character development that didn't feel like you were connected to any of these characters near the end of the film.
No, not at all. I didn't give a shit about any of these characters.
Yeah. And that's like, I think that's where the movie fails to me.
Yeah. You don't make a connection and actually give a shit. Or at least I didn't. And you
know, like the mom, I don't know. There's a lot of scenes where like, it would be a scene where the mom would be tucking her kid in or something, but she's like doing paperwork in the room and the kid's just in his room and the dog is like checking on him and going to bed. And I'm like, was this scene necessary at all? Like, it didn't do anything.
I think a lot of it has to do with things not translating well from the book, where you had a full family unit.
Yes.
The movie where it is clearly a broken home.
Yes. And I will say that if they had tried to do this movie like they did the book, it wouldn't have worked or been successful in any way, because the entire book is in the dog's perspective and that it's narrated by the thoughts of the dog. Like, oh, you know, like when he sees the potential werewolf, he's like talking. The book is talking about how like, oh, He could be part of the pack and he could not be in the pack. Like, there's a lot of perspective stuff. And if they did it with the dog, the entire movie, we would hate it more.
Yeah. I don't know for why, sure. But when you said it's from the perspective of the dog, and the dog like narrates stuff, I just thought of Doug from Up.
Definitely.
All right. Anyways, so until next time, everybody, we're the Basement Wizards. Peace.
Have a good one.
Oh, fuck.